Welcome to the Faith It Till You Make It podcast. My name is Aspasia Kumli Wood, and I am a mindset to heartset, manifestation, and spirituality teacher. My mission is to ignite your inner light, awaken the authentic self, and guide you as you manifest your daydream into reality. Confidence is sexy, so be you on purpose. I'm determined that we can change the world by changing ourselves first. Send me your questions. So today we're talking about the full moon in Sagittarius and why do we care about the moon, and a little bit about the symbolism behind what the full moon is all about today. And then we will talk a little bit about mindset, and I will share with you a few things that my favorite Joseph Campbell shares with us. He's my favorite writer. He's a amazing mythologist. So we're going to talk a lot about symbols today and archetypes. And the reason why I want us to just set the tone around the myths and mythologies and archetypes is because, as Joseph Campbell says, and I really believe, our journey in this life is a psychological one. It's a journey to understand the self, and by understanding the self, transcending into a better evolved version of ourselves. And as a result, humanity is also elevating its consciousness, and so on and so forth. So I would like us to talk a lot about mindset, because by using the archetypes and the symbols, either through astrology, either through the myths, either through the moon, we can reflect and contemplate about ourselves. And then we can really see how mindset is really what creates our reality. So if you have any questions about what mindset is or how to use it, or maybe you've been working with mindset for a while and you don't know how to deal with it, just please share with me your questions. So let's start by talking a little bit about the full moon in Sagittarius. And if you're part of the Facebook group, I have also shared with you guys a link for a journaling exercise by our favorite blog, Amalia's blog. So full moon in Sag is, in general, full moon is the time to see what the harvest of our new moon intention was. So if you all recall, in our previous podcast, we did an intention meditation and we set the tone for the 14 days to come post our intention in the new moon. So the full moon is the time where we harvest what our intention has given us in fruits. And the full moon is about reflecting and course correcting the manifestation that we have received. And it is, if it's a bigger goal you're working towards, and if you were with us in the previous 14 days ago with a new moon in Taurus, where we did the intention, remember what we said. We talked about breaking the big goal into smaller ones. And so how are those smaller goals working for you guys? So share with me here, how is your manifestation meditation that we did earlier in the month is working out? What have you observed? What's been happening? And so working with the symbols of the moon can be very beneficial and very grounding. The contemplation and reflection, I'm both looking at the Facebook group and the Instagram. So the contemplation and reflection that can be done with the cycle of the moon is a great metaphor for our psyche. And we also move with the moon cycles. We are either with a new moon or with a full moon, depending the time of the day, the week, or the month. So we are actually, you know how the moon is new and then the moon becomes full and then is waxing and waning and all those beautiful things. So that's exactly how ourselves are too. So we go through cycles. And that's why what I love about Joseph Campbell, he's talking about the hero's journey. And I feel that we are all heroes and heroines. And life on earth is the journey of that hero. And so we go through cycles. So we go from shinier places where we feel more joyful and more expansive, and we are out there socializing, and then we have those other times where we are going to through a darkness, a winter mode. You know, we've talked about that, the law of the rhythm. So contemplate and reflect. We was 14 days ago, exactly. It was Tuesday, the 15th of May, when we did the intention meditation. And today it's the 29th of May, 14 days later. Remember your intention. What's happening with it? How journal about it. Think about it. Is there something that you would do better? Is there something you learned? What have you learned? What are you going to change? How have you grown? What's happening within you with this intention? That is all very beneficial, you guys. So today, the full moon in Sag can trigger competition. So it's like a fiery symbol. So Sag is all about fire, expansion, philosophizing, existentialism, travel, adventure. So the theme of the moon, the energy today, could be competition. And observe where you're being competitive. How do you feel about competition? Do you feel triggered? Do you feel empowered? When we are in a good place in our lives and we are strong and feel capable, this moon energy can make us feel empowered. We can feel more powerful with this boost of energy. Whereas if we feel more weak and disempowered, this moon can be triggering for us. I want to remind you again and again, and something that I remind myself all the time, is that nothing is permanent. Things shift and change all the time. So if you're not feeling well right now, it's going to change. And if you're feeling great, enjoy it while it lasts. And so what else about the moon? So wherever you are today, however you feel today, just practice self-awareness, name it. Name what it is that you're feeling, strong or disempowered or triggered or whatever. And from there, practice gentleness with yourself. Because as the ancient yogis say, and I love the yogic sciences, and it's an applied science, and I teach Kundalini yoga, and it's an amazing practice that I highly recommend. And I will actually start teaching Kundalini yoga more online too. And the yogis are all about awareness. They're all about going within and figuring it out. So wherever you are today, practice self-awareness and be gentle with yourself. Our number one priority always, and especially during the full moon, is to be kind and compassionate with ourselves. So just remember that wherever you are right now, just find the steps to support yourselves towards a positive transformation. And by being compassionate and gentle to yourself can be really, really helpful. Let me see. You guys, share your questions with me. Let me see here. All right, so on that note, I would like us to talk about mindset today. So the way our minds see the self, the way we see ourselves in our mind's eye, paints the way we are. So creative imagination is not something reserved only for the poets and the philosophers and the inventors and all those creative people. It's creativity, it's in every act we do in our lives. imagination sets the goal picture that our automatic mechanism works on. We act or fail, not because of will, as is so commonly believed, but because of imagination. Human beings always act and feel and perform in accordance with what they imagine to be true about themselves and their environment. And that's from the book that I really, really like, The Psycho-Cybernetics by Dr. Maxwell Maltz. And that's something that I teach in my mindset courses. So we cannot escape the image that we have about ourselves. We can analyze it. We can find that image. We can find the core belief behind it. And we can alter it. But as long as it's unconscious and it's on the automated pilot where we just act because that's how we feel we are, like, I'm not a morning person, da 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 da. So that is a conscious, you know, label of the self. But then there are also the unconscious ways we feel and think about ourselves that are even more important. So we can find them, find the core and change them. But definitely we cannot escape them if we don't make it conscious. So that's what I wanted to talk about. Psycho-cybernetics. Yes, the new Psycho-cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz. It's an amazing book. He was a plastic surgeon and he was changing the image of people's like outside image, right? And then through the years, he realized that the self-image, the image that we hold for ourselves within us, is more important than any actual physical change, because he had clients that he would change their nose or their face or whatever, and their complexes and their neuroses and their self-image wouldn't change. So in the photo, you could see the difference and it was a different person, and someone might say, you know, more beautiful or, you know, healthier or whatever the case was, and the person wouldn't see it. So that's when he went into researching and finding and analyzing how much the self-image is actually creating the reality of the person. Like, actually, not only the reality, like actually succeeding. Like, if I can feel and be and see myself, right, as a person that succeeds, as a person that receives that amount of money, as that person that his or her clients pay them in advance and da da da, whatever it is that you're working on, then it's much more probable to happen. And as the book is explaining, is that our brain is like it's a mechanism that receives data and then figures out ways to prove that this data is true. And the data is the belief, is what do I believe about myself being true? And then the subconscious mind will go and start asking itself, so how can I make this true or not? Like, how can I, so if I can see myself as $1 million artist, the mind will start figuring out what's the next project that I'm going to make so I can make that $1 million, and how can I make my work more efficient so that I can have passive income, and how can I, you know, so the mind is helped by the imagination, and the imagination in the sense of actually creating the image and reinventing the image of the self. And so that's why, where Joseph Campbell also comes in, the sense that I believe that the authentic self that I also talk about it, like ignite the authentic self. In my understanding, there is not one authentic self. There is the selves that I can create in my head about myself, believing them and allowing myself to prove to myself that I'm actually that image of the choice that I made. So Joseph Campbell says that we, like, there's a, I think ancient, I think it's an ancient statue, I want to say from Latin America, where it's a three-headed statue, and there is a head here, another head here, and a head here in the front. And this is the duality. This is where we are all going through the positive mind that wants to be optimistic and wants to expand and is accepting of new ideas and all that goodness. And then this is the negative mind, which is the rejecting mind, is the discerning mind, is the mind that is more protective and more suspicious. And so then here it's the neutral mind, and that's the place where magic happens. And we all have that neutral place, the neutral self within us. And that neutral place is the alchemy of those two. So the alchemy of the positive and the negative mind together, like the actual alchemy, like if you can see it as like silver and gold molding together, and you know, so that alchemy creates that authentic self, that neutral self. But really, in essence and in practice, is not one personality. It's not one thing. It's infinite things. So when we alchemize the negative and the positive mind together, we have access to our infinity. And that's what a lot of spiritual teachers and meditation practices call the present moment. So it's that balance that we can find within ourselves to be in the present moment, to open to that door of infinity of ourselves first. So all those ideas, that's why I love the yogis. The yogis talk about the neutral mind and the positive mind and the negative mind, and how those are part of our energy bodies. And especially the practice that I practice, Kundalini yoga, as taught by Yogi Bhajan, it's actually saying that we have 10 energy bodies. Sorry, yeah, 10 energy bodies, our physical body, and so many more. And the thing is that those bodies are there, as Jung would say, like the hive mind, like the infinite archetypes and symbols that exist and we're all connected to, and we can change and transform and transmute ourselves into. And so the yogis, they call it the energy bodies, and Joseph Campbell is also talking about it in a more Jungian way, but also drawing from the Eastern philosophies. And actually, I wanted to, I'm not sure if I will do it, but there is one excerpt from his book that I wanted to share with you guys. Maybe I will just make a photo of it and share it with you, because it's so the way we program the mind, the way we see ourselves, the way we define how reality is, it's also very much defined by the myths and the cultures that we were brought up. And as Joseph Campbell says, when he comes from the Judeo-Catholic myth religious, you know, background, and when he first, I mean, he died in 87, so we're talking about like the early 20th century. So he would travel to the East, and he would find out that all those myths about sin and how good or bad are not defined the same way in the Eastern philosophies. The yin and the yang, the yin and the yang, they both contain the good and the bad in them. And how the Judeo-Christianic branch, they see nature as the, you know, you're fallen into nature, like it's degrading almost. Whereas the Eastern philosophies, they're all about the nature, they are aggrandizing nature, they're learning from nature and all those things. So bear in mind that wherever we grew up, and I come from Greece, I live in the United States, I've lived in Latin America, I've lived in Middle East, I lived in like in the UK. So I've lived in many different Western, mostly Western. I mean, Middle East is, yeah, you could say where I was, it was really Western. So bear in mind, every time you think that this is the life you think it is, this is the image of yourself, this is like a concrete reality that you're living, just bear in mind and remind yourselves that if you were born in a different part of the world, and especially, you know, different myths and different cultures and different like parameters and assumptions about life. I mean, yeah, we are all the same and we're all humans and we're all very much the same. Like there is no inequality in that way. But in terms of programming the mind, there is differences. And so pretty much my point is that we can change the programmed mind. We can change the way we see things. And it's not as hard as it seems. It needs commitment. And as a lot of teachers say, it needs obsession with change. So whenever you want to see a change in your life, just ask yourself, how committed and obsessed am I in seeing myself change? Because the main drive to changing the self, or changing the mindset to change the self, or changing the self-image, or changing the world, is being really clear that I want to change. And not just clear, like innately obsessed about it. Innately obsessed. So that obsession, in the best way, I'm defining it in the best way, that obsession will be the drive and the commitment to the change. Because if you're programmed to do one thing, like go and find any metaphor of any machine or any like laptop, TV or microwave or whatever, like a car, take any machine that is programmable and go make the metaphor in your head. Like if there is a program that keeps you in a specific loop, in order for the program to be broken, you have to open the system settings and reprogram it. And that is actually the difference of any other species and the humans. We have the consciousness right now on this planet to psychoanalyze ourselves, to find our glitches, to find our programs and reprogram ourselves. And mindset is the way. Mindset, because you're working with the mind, you're working with the logic. And then a lot of the mindset work intersects and balances out a lot with spirituality and creativity and feminine watery energy and poetic translation of quantum physics and poetic translation of holy scriptures. And it's, life is a metaphor. Life is a metaphor. Like everything about it is metaphoric. So in any case, you just need to remember that mindset is key in achieving anything. It's not about talent. It's not about motivation. It's about mindset. The motivated person is the person that is obsessed with change and is committed to the daily change of that program and committed to the daily planting of the new program. Unweeding the old program and planting the new program. So let me see here. Hi guys. Hi. Hi Alexia. Hi. So let's see if there is a question somewhere here. Thank you, Lisa. I find it powerful. This is powerful knowledge. And so true. Even the outside. Exactly. So the true image is inside. So yeah. So the plastic surgeon might have, you know, changed the outside image of a person, but it's all within. So, if I can change the way I see things, my perspective on things, I've changed my world. I've changed the way I see the world. And if I've changed the way I see the world, I've changed the world. I've changed my world. So as far as I'm concerned, my world is changed. So another very interesting metaphor that Joseph Campbell is using is the idea of us being the center of eternity, and wherever we place our attention, our bubble, and wherever we focus our attention, we create a perspective. But we are actually in the center, in that central neutral mind. we are eternal and we are infinite. And that's the now moment. That's the power of now. Focusing on the here and the now, on what I have right here, right now, where I am. And then wherever I place my attention, there is a different perspective. And if there is a different perspective, there is a different perception. And then if I am in the center and I'm internal, eternal, I am God, or I am the Son of God. So it's beautiful concepts. If you've never heard of Joseph Campbell, just find him. He's an amazing translator of poetry and metaphors. And I keep for our conversation today as a conclusion that life is an interpretation, a personal interpretation of archetypes and symbols for the psychological development of the self. And with that in mind, I kiss you bye-bye. I hope you guys enjoyed this as much as I did. Keep up the great work. If you are in my Facebook group, we have so much more to do. If you guys aren't there on Instagram, I'll be here very often to talk. Make sure you have questions for me, and I will happily answer them. In the new moon, we will do a meditation again. So stay tuned. Sending you so much love wherever you are. I'm here to help and support for your immense success and freedom. Bye, you guys. Bye.